But while the president's stance on military policy has evolved, not to say flip-flopped, his opposition to stem cell research has remained firm. And with polls now showing 65% of Americans supporting stem cell research, the president found himself with only one alternative. Unleash the First Lady! Laura Bush put a pretty face on Bush's position last week, attacking stem cell research proponents as sellers of false hope.
The implication that cures for Alzheimer's are around the corner is just not right. And it's really not fair to the people who are watching a loved one suffer with this disease.
Indeed, the First Lady raises a valid point. Since it would take years before stem cell research could lead to a cure for Alzheimer's, why start? Honestly, it makes no sense. I mean, if you can only save people eventually, you're really doing a disservice. The science dropping continued the following day when Laura and, I believe her husband, took to Larry King last week to discuss the topic. The president prefaced his remarks with a refreshing statement.
Nobody cares more about curing diseases than Laura and me.
Oh, snap! Take that, Jerry Lewis! Booyah!
Nobody cares more about curing diseases than Laura and me. I mean, that's one of our responsibilities.
One of our responsibilities? When is the president responsible for curing diseases? Isn't that what we got the doctors for? That's you too? Boy, you do a lot. How do you have so much time for vacation? It really is. As Bush explained, when it comes to harvesting embryos for research, there are larger ethical concerns at stake.
I do think it's important for us to promote a culture of life in America. I think it's very important. I think a society which promotes a culture of life is a compassionate society and a decent society.
Culture of life, of course, the title of the eighth grade film strip the president bases most of his social policy. Bush also noted the Pandora's box nature of stem cell research.
That's one issue, embryonic stem cells. The other issue is therapeutic human cloning, which I am against. And I think that leads down a slippery slope for people, kind of, you know, designer clones.
And once you have designer clones, they can only be controlled with a robot army. We don't have the kind of money for a robot army right now. The designer clones will fight the robot army, and then the predator will come in. And then the aliens. You see where we're leading here? That's John Kerry's America. All right.